Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We're spending a very special hour with Major Fred Galvin, United States Marine Corps retired, a man of considerable accomplishment, both in uniform in some of the most storied units of the United States Marines, but also in his private sector life. He is a principal of Arrowhead Capital, based in Kansas City, a very successful startup in Kansas City. He's also the executive director of an organization called Heroes United in Kansas City, which is involved in trying to help the families of U.S. Armed Forces service members killed in action during Iraq and Afghanistan since September 11th. An extraordinary man with an extraordinary story, and it's just about to become even more gripping. After your experiences in an ambush and extricating yourself and your men without a single loss of life from what was a complex, sophisticated operation, you find yourself confronted, Major, with an information operation. How did your senior leadership respond to the information that they received first, I guess, from the BBC, and how were they responsive to what information you had to impart about what happened?
Yes, we actually had two chains of command that we were working for, Army colonel on the ground. He's a special forces colonel in Afghanistan. And then our Marine Special Operations Command back in North Carolina. And what happened is, as soon as those media reports came in, actually some gas got thrown onto the fire by protests erupting in the streets of Jalalabad. And that got the attention of the Prime Minister of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, who went also to the press, condemned us, and then that became the game changer. We had, at that point, after U.S. Air Force investigator show up, conducted an investigation that lasted over a month, but on his second day in Afghanistan at our location, we were ordered to cease all operations and that we were going to be expelled. He had only spoken to the Marines in the first two vehicles, and at that point, we were, in his mind, guilty. The commanding general of all special operations forces in the Middle East, Lieutenant General Kearney, kicked us out of Afghanistan and sent us to link up with the Marines from the ships which we sailed from the east coast of the United States with. And at that point, they had to figure out a way to back this thing in to make the investigation look as though we had done something wrong.
Let me just recap here, if I can. You had information that was wrong about what transpired, publicized in the press. You had the Prime Minister of Afghanistan, on the basis of that information, demanding your expulsion, as I understand it, and holding you accountable for war crimes against innocent civilians. It's my understanding there was also, immediately after the ambush, a unit of military police that went in to try to assess what actually transpired. And to this day, there is not a single shred of evidence that civilians were killed. Blood, bodies, photographs of same. Is that correct, Fred Galvin?
That is correct. So a U.S. Army military police patrol came in behind us within the same hour, and they cordoned off as a military police unit would do, and they found no bodies, no blood that showed that, you know, some woman or child had been killed. They did interact with the population. They conducted an investigation on this patrol because it was accused in the international press that the Marines went out or came back to the crime scene as a cover-up and intimidated and threatened members of the international media, which we never even got out of our vehicles. But that added to the blame. So they conducted an investigation, the Army did, the Battle Space Commander, Colonel John Nicholson. They found out that yes, the Army came in his own, Colonel Nicholson's own investigation, said that there was a complex ambush against the Marines, a car bomb followed by fire on both sides of the road against the Marines. In his investigating officer's own words, stated that as a finding of fact. But then that colonel also goes to the press on May 8th of 2007 and for the first time in history publicly condemns our Marines, saying this was a terrible, terrible stain on our honor. It was a mistake. And he still to this day, he's even said that even recently in a book written by a New York Times reporter, Carlotta Gall, the wrong enemy. Years after the Court of Inquiry, there's four pages in there condemning our actions, even after it's known fact that we were exonerated.
Well, I want to come back to this individual, Colonel Nicholson, but just to bring us to the end of this veil of tears, Major Galvin, you were subjected to what amounts to character assassination. You and your men were vilified in the press at the highest levels of the Afghan government by members of your own chain of command. You were disciplined in the sense of being removed from the theater. And at the end of the day, much later, a court of inquiry did investigate this matter. And I was really struck when I was reading the findings, and so much so that I'd like to just read them for our audience, because they make the point rather dramatically as to what actually happened. And the 6th of March, 2008, the Court of Inquiry reported, quote, "The report specifically found that this MARSOC Foxtrot convoy was, in fact, the subject of a complex ambush consisting of a suicide vehicle-borne improvised explosive device and small arms fire, that the Marines acted in accordance with the applicable operation order, the rules of engagement, and the law of armed conflict, and that the Marines' actions reflected sound military judgment," unquote. That is, I think, in layman's language, a full vindication of you, Major Galvin. And when you say that Colonel John Nicholson, now four-star General John Nicholson, and Lieutenant General Kearney, now retired, persists to this day in propounding this idea that you behaved badly or illegally or in other ways cast a stain on all Americans who died in combat in Afghanistan, this is a miscarriage of justice of the first order, it seems.
Yes, you've hit it on the head very much, Frank. And that finding from the Court of Inquiry, what then the civilian sense of the jury, that went to the convening authority, the three-star Marine general who was in charge of the final decision. So what you had read is correct, but that's not what the convening authority put out in the press 4 months after the Court of Inquiry ended on a Friday night news dump over Memorial Day weekend, one of the few weekends that the Pentagon goes down to a skeleton staff and a lot of calls don't get answered. But what was dumped by the convening authority, you know, is our exoneration was that one sentence: the Marines acted appropriately in accordance with the rules of engagement and tactics, techniques, and procedure for a complex ambush. So as every other military justice case goes, you have either innocent, guilty, or dismissed. Ours, you know, of what you had, you know, described, we had Colonel Nicholson making statements to the press, a video teleconference. You had General Kearney making multiple comments repeatedly to the Washington Post. And the day we landed after being kicked out, we landed in America. Page A1 of the Washington Post had our commanding general of the Marine Special Operations Command briefing the House Armed Service Committee, and Representative Adam Smith of Washington State stated, at a minimum, quote unquote, this is excessive force. So the day we get back, incendiary comments in our newspapers across the United States. You had the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff at that time, Marine Corps General Peter Pace, conducting another interview with the Commandant of the Marine Corps, interview with the press, but he states he spoke to the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Conway, for another four-star general. So we have the two senior four-star generals saying that a Commandant of the Marine Corps told General Pace that he was very disappointed in us. So this is all during an ongoing criminal investigation.
We have to pause for just a second. When we come back, Major, I want to drill down on what the implications of all of those comments has been for your reputation, your career, and that of your men. That and more with Fred Galvin, Major, United States Marine Corps, retired. Straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.